U.S. History 1. A historical era is marked by a focus on A. Significant turning points throughout a century of time. B. Religious and cultural changes that take place during a decade. C. Major social, political, and economic events within a period of time. D. The political upheaval and revolutionary events of a given time period. 2. How did industrialization in the United States change the lives of women and children in the 19th century? F. Women and children gained higher social status as business owners. G. Women and children were more educated in order to compete for jobs. H. Women and children increasingly became wage earners in their families. J. Women and children rose as leaders in the movement to organize labor. 3. Civil service reform during the Gilded Age were a response to A. Protests from congressional leaders to regulate state governments. B. Demands from labor leaders that hiring practices needed to change. C. The growth of political machines and corruption of the spoils system. D. The problems brought about by rapid industrialization and urbanization. 4. Some critics during the Gilded Age argued that big business leaders unfairly reduced competition in the market by F. Forming trusts and creating monopolies. G. Paying low wages and hiring unskilled workers. H. Investing in machines and fighting labor leaders. J. Lobbying political bosses and donating to political campaigns. 5. The steel industry in the United States expanded largely because A. Large deposits of steel were discovered in western states. B. The Bessemer process made steel production more affordable. C. European immigrants introduced new steel production techniques. D. Telephone and telegraph lines required large amount of steel to build. 6. The issue of unemployment and declining wages on the West Coast led to which of the legislative actions? F. Dawes Act. G. Homestead Act. H. Chinese Exclusion Act. J. Pendleton Act of 1883. 7. Despite the demanding environment, the Great Plains has long been a magnet for settlers. Paleo-Indians were attracted to the grasslands at least 12,000 years ago to hunt such mammals as mastodons, mammoths, and bison. In the 18th century, the massive bison herds that thundered over the grasslands, and the horse, which allowed more bison to be taken and their meat and hides transported, drew Native Americans like the Lakotas, Sioux, into the region. After the Civil War, when the bison herds were decimated, the void was filled by cattle driven up from Texas and shipped in from elsewhere. The fertile promise of the soil made it worthwhile for farmers to take their chances with drought and loneliness, soil so black and rich that he squeezed it in his hands and watched it fall through his fingers like gold. And indeed, the Great Plains is the granary of North America. David J. Wishart, Encyclopedia of the Great Plains, 2011. Based on the information in the excerpt, what impact did the physical geography of the Great Plains have on settlement patterns in the area? A. Farmers were drawn to the area by the promise of fertile soil. B. The area attracted many who were seeking to get rich finding gold. C. Mountain barriers forced American Indian tribes to settle in the region. D. Cattle ranchers came to the region hoping to push the bison off the land. 8. During the Gilded Age, increased immigration to the United States from Southern and Eastern Europe resulted in F. Growing nativist sentiments. G. Increasing religious tolerance. H. Declining economic conditions. J. Changing attitudes about women's roles. 9. How did industrialization bring about the development of groups like the Knights of Labor and the American Federation of Labor? A. Industrialization reduced the demand for workers who were replaced by machines. B. Industrialization contributed to urbanization and unsanitary living conditions for many. C. Industrialization created low-wage, low-skill jobs with workers that could be replaced easily. D. Industrialization resulted in the accumulation of huge fortunes for capitalists and political bosses. 10. Why were the technological innovations listed in the box developed in the late 19th century? F. Farmers began experimenting with new inventions to sell in newly formed businesses. G. Business leaders had money to invest in research and development of new technologies. H. New inventions were introduced to the United States by immigrants coming from Europe. J. Population growth in the United States resulted in increased demand for agricultural products. 11. By 1900, at least 40% of Americans lived in urban areas, with New York City and Chicago having populations of over 1 million. This increased urbanization largely resulted in A. Cities that were overcrowded, congested and polluted. B. Philanthropists establishing foundations to help the poor. C. Passage of legislation limiting immigration to urban areas. D. Demands for an end to the power of the political machines. 12. If we come here to the federal government and ask for remedial legislation, we are told that these things will come when they become a custom, and not by legislation. And then we go to employers, to their companies, and ask them to confer with us in order to inaugurate that custom, and they tell us, if you do not get out of here, we will put a boot in the place where it will feel uncomfortable. If we strike or ask that the matter be submitted to arbitration, we are told there is nothing to arbitrate. If we strike in order to enforce what we believe to be our rights, we are enjoined, and if we exercise what we believe to be our rights in spite of the injunction, we are guilty of contempt of court and are put in the jug during His Honor's pleasure. There is not anywhere we can go for the purpose of trying to bring about some remedy, some change, some improvement, but we are met by the same opposition, prompted by the same cause, prompted by the same motive, and that is to leave the working man helpless to the mercy of the employing class. I think, though, I may say that that time has gone by. The workingmen of our country have learned somewhat of their rights, and they propose to stand by them, and they have the courage to do so, too. Samuel Gompers, Testimony to the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Labor, April 12, 1900. Which conclusion about the development of the labor movement is best supported by evidence in the excerpt? F. Labor union leaders found it difficult to gain support for their cause. G. Legislative leaders were eager to make reforms for the working class. H. Populist party leaders were in favor of joining in the labor movement. J. Union leaders abandoned using strikes as a method to bring about change. 13. How did U.S. schools contribute to the Americanization movement to assimilate immigrants? A. Schools promoted the use and study of diverse languages. B. Schools operated as centers for a process of cultural learning. C. Schools allowed for various culture groups to live more closely. D. Schools ensured that immigrant children would become literate. 14. In the late 19th century, reformers called for solutions to problems created by industrialization and urbanization. Protestant leaders of the social gospel movement supported this idea by claiming F. Christians had a duty to help the poor. G. The poor needed to convert to Christianity. H. Poor social conditions were a sign of God's will. J. Catholic political bosses were not helping the poor. 15. One way political machines gained power during the Gilded Age was by A. Receiving financial support from big business. B. Providing services to immigrants and the poor. C. Obtaining authority by state legislative policies. D. Operating without most of the public's knowledge. 16. These policies were carried out against the American Indian tribes in order to F. Secure the boundaries of the United States. G. Enforce treaties with American Indian tribes. H. Make land available for settlers from the United States. J. Protect the lifestyle of members of American Indian tribes. 17. Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller both started businesses with their own investment of money and eventually gained immense wealth. Many men were successful like this during the Gilded Age and were considered A. entrepreneurs, B. nativists, C. philanthropists, D. populists. 18. While big businesses grew with industrialization of the late 1800s, the agricultural sector of the time was characterized by F. high unemployment for farmers who were replaced by mechanization. G. too many farmers competing against each other resulting in low prices. H. overproduction resulting in low prices for products and debt for farmers. J. a boom in demand, high prices for products, and low costs for transportation. 19. The rich man is thus almost restricted to following the examples of Peter Cooper, Enoch Pratt of Baltimore, Mr. Pratt of Brooklyn, Senator Stanford, and others, who know that the best means of benefiting the community is to place within its reach the ladders upon which the aspiring can rise, free libraries, parks, and means of recreation, by which men are helped in body and mind, works of art, certain to give pleasure and improve the public taste, and public institutions of various kinds, which will improve the general condition of the people, in this manner returning their surplus wealth to the mass of their fellows in the forms best calculated to do them lasting good. Andrew Carnegie, The Gospel of Wealth, 1889. Which of the following best reflects the ideas promoted by Andrew Carnegie in the excerpt? A. Safety standards in factories should be addressed by a sound business model. B. The wealthy should engage in philanthropy that enriches the lives of others. C. Those with surplus wealth are obligated to save and pass their money to future generations. D. Following the model of other leaders is an important duty of men with wealth and prosperity. 20. Which new innovation contributed to a significant increase in factory production in the United States at the beginning of the 20th century? F. Railroads. G. Electricity. H. Steam power. J. Telegraph systems. 21. How did both the Klondike Gold Rush and the passage of the Homestead Act result in demographic changes to U.S. society? A. Women outnumbered men living on the plains of the American West. B. American Indians were displaced by descendants of European immigrants. C. Chinese migration increased at a faster rate than that of other immigrant groups. D. Most of the population of the United States shifted from the East Coast to the West Coast. 22. A chief characteristic of the Gilded Age includes F. an artistic revival in literature and art. G. expansion of rights for women and minorities. H. growth of big business and westward expansion. J. reform efforts to address the effects of urbanization. 23. Many labor strikes of the late 19th century were generally unsuccessful because A. often violence was used by both sides. B. very few workers participated in them. C. many were led by ineffective speakers. D. most were settled with collective bargaining. 24. How did the introduction of assembly line manufacturing influence business during the Gilded Age? F. productivity increased. G. employee wages increase. H. production costs increased. J. workplace injuries increased. 25. One result of the passage of the Homestead Act of 1862 includes A. a rush to grab free land in the Great Plains. B. an influx of Chinese immigrants to California. C. the building of large urban centers in the West. D. the creation of Indian reservations in the Southwest. 26. Building subway systems in American cities early in the 20th century contributed to F. Faster access to information for Americans. G. A decline in the standard of living for Americans. H. Greater employment opportunities for Americans. J. An increase in issues related to crime for Americans. 27. The purpose of the Dawes Severalty Act of 1877 was to A. Return lands to American Indian tribes. B. Move American Indian tribes to reservations. C. Assimilate American Indian tribes into U.S. society. D. Draft members of American Indian tribes into the U.S. military. 28. Which set of events is in the correct chronological sequence? F. Chinese Exclusion Act. Homestead Act. Haymarket Riot. Pullman Strike. G. Pullman Strike. Chinese Exclusion Act. Homestead Act. Haymarket Riot. H. Haymarket Riot. Chinese Exclusion Act. Homestead Act. Pullman Strike. J. Homestead Act. Chinese Exclusion Act. Haymarket Riot. Pullman Strike. 29. Why were many immigrants motivated to migrate to the United States in the late 1800s? A. To live in a warmer climate. B. To seek out new technologies. C. To pursue the American dream. D. To have access to cheaper goods.